Welcome to the media ministry of Crossroads Church Aspen. To learn more about Crossroads, visit our website at ccaspen.com. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Derek Brown.
Share some things with you this morning that were just, for me, pearls that were shared this week. Just a few things to get us started. Just some, you know, as you're listening, and I would encourage you as you listen to a message, it's kind of cool because I get to step in today and say, hey, next week, come back and really listen. I want you to listen today, but you know what I'm saying. You don't have to listen to a message and write down everything you hear. Could you do that? You know, you're listening to a 30-minute, 40-minute message. We couldn't remember that. But I believe that when we're listening to the Word, that God speaks something to me or you, and it might be one thing. It might be, and Stephen and I have talked about this, it might be one thing that just sends me down a trail of thought or reflection or prayer, something I really need to chew on. Sometimes I miss two or three points. I have to go back and ask or look at the notes or something because I'm processing something. So I think it's good that we take the freedom to do that. And I hope that for each of us, and I know that when God's word is taught and we begin to think on that, that there is something planted in our hearts and there's something that His Spirit is doing with each of us and wants to communicate with each of us. And we can sit by and let that go by sort of practically or technically and take our notes, but we want to engage with this, right? Okay, so first thing, this is from my brother Benji Cowart. Listen to this. A song is meant to be sung. And I want to explain that in a minute. Was in one of the panels, and he was talking about building the song, writing the lyric, creating the melody, and the whole part of it. But finally, he said, you know, at the end of the day, a song is meant to be sung. It has to sing. And as we talked about so much this week, I thought, you know, there's a little bit of a transition that is probably happening for all of us. And that's this. So I'm going to change a couple of words in his statement to say this. A life, go to the next one, Ken. A life is meant to be lived. Now that may sound simple. Yeah, Benji, kinda. That may sound simple, but think about that. How many of us just take what comes today? You know, we're reactionary rather than response-oriented, activity-oriented, or initiative. We just take what comes our way. A life is meant to be lived. And as I'm hearing Benji say a song is meant to be sung, I go, man, yeah, I need to live this day. And I need to wake up knowing that this day is not in charge. Do you understand that? This day is not in control. Your circumstances are not in control. There's a sovereign God over us. And we're going to get to something in a minute that's hopefully going to translate for us how we somehow participate in that sovereignty that He has through His provision. All right, let's go to the next one. Seth Mosley said this, I'm writing my best songs when fear is nowhere in the room. You don't even have to be a songwriter to get that. So I changed one or two words to say this. I'm living my best life when fear is nowhere in the room. Right? You can call him Moses now. I couldn't give him credit because I made it up. I'm living my best life when fear is nowhere in the room. Who would agree with that? The freedom that God gives us. When you look at kids playing on the playground, what are they thinking? They're playing. What are they planning? What are they analyzing? Do they look at their watch and say, Mommy said come home in 20 minutes? Keith said this about fear. I don't know if this is original. I can't remember. But man, I got to give you credit because it was cool. Fear, false evidence appearing real. Right? False. Just think about for a moment the things that put fear in us, fear in our hearts. False evidence appearing real. In fact, there's a scripture that says the opposite of faith is what? Fear. Matt Armstrong said this: just being a good listener makes me a better songwriter. I stopped listening after he said that. What I said earlier, right? I had to digest that. I had to go down the trail with that a little bit. I just took one word out. I'm going to leave you with that for just a moment. I don't want any distractions. I'm going to leave the room. Yeah, you just sit with that for 30 seconds, a minute, I don't know. Fill in the blank. Can I quit preaching? Are we done? Did you fill in a few things there? Boy. Fill in the blank. I hope you write that down. So the whole week, you know, we're not just talking about songwriting. Sure, we came and we gathered together to learn about the craft of writing. But there's a craft of living, isn't there? There's a craft of living that we hopefully are ascending to, reaching for. So we came here thinking, how can we write a better song? But really, how can we live better days? And you wouldn't believe how much of the content reflected that. I didn't have to make this up. It was just throughout our content in these days. How can we live better days? Jesus said this. I don't know if this slide is up there. I don't think so. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Today has enough trouble of its own. Back to the kids on the playground. It's good to plan, right? We're adults. We try to be responsible in multiple areas. But tomorrow has enough trouble of its own. Is that up there? No, it's not. But Jesus told us that. Worry about today. Worry about today. Put this next slide up there, if you will, Ken. This is from Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And that's mankind, by the way, male and female. Let us make mankind in our image. And if you look at that statement, and somebody mentioned it this week, I'm sorry, I can't remember who it was, but just, we're made in God's image. And I love this. Think about the statement. He created you and me in his image. So what do? We create, don't we? Look around and see what the mind that God knitted together has done. And sure, it's done some terrible things too. I know that just went through your mind. But when you rise up, when we rise up to our best and what we can create, and becoming like him, displaying his character, his attributes, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. When we display those things and become those things through his power and his provision, wow, your song's going to change. Your day is going to change, right? Because you're now planting and sowing seeds that are going to grow and produce fruit and influence your life, influence your day. And I do want to break this down to one day, because those are Christ's words. This day has enough trouble of its own. Tomorrow can worry about itself. So just on a daily basis, the power to create, the capacity to make decisions, the ability to somehow do things in God's likeness, that gives us the capacity to influence our home, our workplace, our relationships, our hobbies, our careers. But it doesn't happen passively. If we sit back and just wait, what's going to come our way? We're not taking really our God-given initiative. Does that make sense? I want to give you four things just to consider. And these are just four. I mean, no message is all inclusive, of course. But some things that kind of struck me this week as I was listening to others and just gaining from or receiving from the content and the teaching. The first one is, what is my context? What is my context? So many of the guys that were here today or this week talking, and girls, ladies, thank you, Jenna, and Sue, where's Sue? She's coming? Okay, cool. So many of the folks that were talking about writing were talking about going in the room and finding out what's going on in life, just talking and seeing where you are, not trying to contrive something, but seeing where you are and where everybody is. Man, how are you doing? How are you doing? What's happening in your life? And then songs being birthed from that. And if you think about it, we have a context that each one of us live our days in, live each day. It's our family. It's our workplace. It's the places we go, the community we live in, our relationships. That's a context. And oftentimes, too oftentimes, I think probably what happens is we get our minds like a real responsible, planned, and well-organized and analytical adult out there outside of the context because we want to do this. And while some of that is okay, some of that can be great, there's a context that we live in on a daily basis, and those are the things I believe that God wants us to deal with. God wants us to think through, pray about, reflect on, and respond to. Right? We don't just ignore those things. How many of you have heard the old saying, if you ignore it, it won't go away? But we try that over and over. We have to respond to our lives in the context of where we are, where we live. And I would just encourage us to take a look at that. Maybe spend some time on that, or just a moment every day. What am I doing today? Where am I going? And how am I going to live the best day? How am I going to pour into these circumstances? I've got to go do this, and it's going to take, you know, this much time, and man, I don't know, that's just what I have to do. No, change that. Pray about that. Ask the Spirit of God to give you direction, to see with different eyes. Does that make sense? I better move on here pretty quickly. I don't want to leave anything out. We're number one. Okay, we're going to go to number two pretty quick. Here we go. Find a strong idea. A lot of talk this week about finding a strong idea. And this is related to this context, because a good idea for a song can produce good results. And if you have kind of a average idea or less than appealing idea, it's not going to be a very good song. The same thing goes for our day. It's our initiative and within our capacity to have a good idea for work, for family. This is part of our creative faculties and capacities God's given us. And I'll speak for myself, all too often, I just don't employ them. I don't call upon them. A little thought. You know when you ever have like an appointment or something and it gets canceled, you have suddenly 2.5 free hours or an hour that's free. I don't know about you, but that just feels like, wow, what am I going to do with this time? And if you spend, I mean, we go through our day responding to what's necessary, right? Or what's next. Usually, I'll just speak for myself. You let me know if this is helping you. But if you spend 5 minutes thinking, reflecting, using this incredible brain, spirit, soul, you employ that. The ideas you get are amazing. It's God's provision. It's his resource, part of it. Does that make sense? I mean, what am I going to do for dinner tonight around the house? What am I going to do with the kids? I mean, how many of you parents, it's like, man, we just need to get through dinner. We need to get it made, eaten, keep eating, stop talking. We need to get through this because we got to clean up. We got to do homework. It's a task list. And I know it's hard. Oh, I know it's hard to treat it differently. But if you treat it differently this much, the fruit of that, with faith as a grain of mustard seed, nothing is impossible. Amen, church? You with me? Ah, use your creative capacity to influence your environment. We're going to move to number three, I think. Invite community. How can I invite community? How can I participate in community? Just like in any group of people, songwriters might be strong. One person's strong at writing lyrics. Another's strong at writing a melody. Another's strong maybe at having good ideas. And you keep going. Another is strong on arranging. Another is strong on playing all the instruments that are necessary to produce some recording. Another is strong on engineering and making it all happen. And another still is strong on producing. There's so many aspects, and no one person can do all of those things. You'd kill yourself trying. And sometimes I think we probably do that in community. That we can do it. We can work it out. I'll figure this out. I'll make it happen. Anybody thinking of Paul's words right now? The body of Christ. You're a part of it. You and I were each a part. Right? Defining the body, a hand, a foot, eyes, nose, ears. We're a part of it. And we need the rest. And so how can we participate in that? How can we look at the context of our life and say, Lord, who do I talk to? How do I find others that, because we want to be quiet. We want to be silent. Isolation. And we got to look good, so we're not going to say anything. We're not going to invite anybody into that. Boy, you invite someone in community and start letting others bring their strengths to the table and then them also benefiting from your own strengths. There is a beautiful, beautiful unity that begins to happen. And there's a freedom, and it takes humility and it takes vulnerability. So I'd encourage you, invite community. Just figure out or think some on that. How can we invite community into our lives? The fourth one here, the last one I'm going to share with you today, how can I co-write? We've talked a little bit about that, just someone strong at melody or lyrics or ideas. But there's a much larger picture of co-writing for us. You see, there's an author. There's an author and perfecter of our faith. But what do we do? I'll say, what do I do? I can work this out. I'm okay. I don't need to go any further. I'm good. I'm good with where I am. But co-writing, getting other input, will change things and take you in new directions. And so God's Spirit is our counselor, right? Speaks to us, encourages us, gives us direction, ideas, correction if we're going the wrong way. We have the author speaking to us on a daily basis, moment by moment, communion. And so how can we prepare ourselves to co-write a single day? A single day. Because if you're like me, you wake up, oh, there's another meal needs to happen. I mean, you know, right, so it's you can see your day mapped out. Sometimes you can see your week or your month or longer. But there's a co-writer waiting to help each one of us pen something beautiful today and begin to influence our community with love, joy, thoughtfulness, creativity, forgiveness, gentleness, all of those things, the fruit of God's Spirit. And that's that seed, those seeds produce fruit. You can multiply it. You can multiply it. I'll give you a simple example in my life many years ago. Jen and I, we had a little red ski house. We were managing a little bed and breakfast here in town. And we had a little 6-person staff, and the owner would come and go. And she could be tough, you know. She wanted things done a certain way, right? Well, this bickering began to swell in our community there. And Jen and I participated in it. And finally we realized, man, we need to do something about this. We need to change our words. We need to influence our community. Not just go to them and say, hey, man, don't bash her. Don't bash her. Not you. But we changed ourselves. And we just agreed. We said, you know what? We're not doing that anymore. That's lousy. Why would we do that? And so we just changed what we were doing. And I'm telling you, in a matter of months, maybe 2 months, 3 months, I can't remember. Jen and I just looked at each other and thought, that's incredible. We gave thanks. Because just thinking about something for a moment, you know how long it took us to have that idea? I bet that conversation was 60 seconds. Not something we had to go plow through and figure it out. We just stopped. Wait, what's going on here? Look at our context. What can we do about it? What can we do? And we're not trying to make everyone else come into line. We never said a word to anyone else, by the way. This is where I want to land today with co-writing. All of the wonderful ideas and plans, hopes, hobbies, wonderful goals, all of those things are great. But remember God's word, He can do more than you could ask or imagine. He can do more than you can think up. What? Really? He can do more than we could ask or imagine. Someone said this week they got rid of their television. I think it was Seth. I got rid of my television, he said, 2 or 3 years ago. And he wasn't, you know, poo-pooing television. He just said, man, I needed to put my mind, my life in other places. I had to stop the negativity. He said something like that. I had to stop the negativity. It doesn't matter which news channel you go to. They're saying the same thing about other people. I want to put this verse up there, if you will, Ken. Psalm 16:11. Just look at this for a moment. Let's read this together. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. You make known to me the path of life. Why do we choose it ourselves? Why do we try to figure it out ourselves? We make our own plans. We make our own, I don't know, task lists for the day, and we reap our own rewards. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. What do we want? Don't you want joy when you see those kids on the playground as free as they can be? Any of you look back and go, wow, they just don't know. Jesus said, we're the ones that don't know. Remember that? Who can tell me the verse I'm thinking of? He said, unless you come. Remember when the disciples were there? The little kids came running. And the disciples held them back. No, no, don't mess with Jesus. He has work to do. There are plans. There are places to be, people to see. He became indignant, the word says. Do not raise these little kids, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, unless you come like a child, you can never enter the kingdom of heaven. Ah, church. Let freedom come over us this morning. Peace, joy, the path of life, the fullness of joy, pleasures forevermore. Amen. Are you with me? Are you responding to this? Okay. I'm going to get the worship team back up here. Where are they? We put too many paradise muffins in the green room. Should have reduced that. You got to eat at this altitude. Church, I hope you're getting something out of this. I was just so blessed by these folks sharing this week. We're going to respond. And I want to encourage you, take some time. We'll take what time we need this morning. But consider that co-writing. Co-writing your day. Allowing God to co-write your day. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for just your provision. Lord, forgive us for not, or so often, not receiving it, not considering it. Your power and your presence is available to us. Your direction, your counsel, the fullness of joy, pleasures forevermore, the path of life. Lord, we want to place ourselves under your guidance, under your love, Lord. Lord, fill us with your Spirit. And may we respond to you this morning. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. To hear other messages or learn more about Crossroads Church, visit our website at ccaspen.com.